This is Morning Edition on NHPR. With just a little more than a month to go before the New Hampshire primary, attacks are starting to heat up among the field of Republican presidential hopefuls. But the one candidate that doesn't seem to be under attack is frontrunner Donald Trump. The reason may be that some GOP candidates are now fighting for second place. James Pendle covers the New Hampshire primary for the Boston Globe, and he joins us now. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
So, James, you've been writing about this. What are we seeing from Republicans now that signals that this could be a race for second?
Right. I think we've known all along that Republicans have been quite confounded about what to do with Donald Trump. And I think what we're finding now as we head into the last 5 weeks of this primary is that these candidates are figuring out, you know what, there's nothing I can do about Trump. They're almost conceding the fact that he will get first place in the New Hampshire primary. And so what they're trying to do is look at math. And they say, look, right now, Donald Trump has 35% support. Anyone who's attacked him has been hurt. But when we get down the line, if it's just a two-person contest, that means that 65% of Republicans aren't with Trump, and maybe they will be with somebody else. So that's why we're seeing a lot of these attacks. And there is a lot of attacks going on the Republican side, on people who are not the front runner. They're not Trump. You're seeing Ted Cruz attacking Marco Rubio. You're seeing Rubio's super PAC also attacking Chris Christie. And then Chris Christie is attacking first-term senators like Cruz and Rubio and Rand Paul. You're seeing all these dynamics play out, all to find out, you know, they know they can attack each other for second, and then they'll deal with Trump later.
James, a CNN WMUR poll last month showed that more than half of Republican voters actually say they're still trying to choose a candidate. So is there reason to believe that a Trump victory maybe isn't a lock?
That's right. It's not a lock. It is the most logical thing to happen right now. I mean, the guy's been leading for 27 or 28 straight polls. That's over the course of the last, say, 140 days. It's almost a half year. But there is a lot of politics that's going to happen from now until the next 5 weeks. And that's not just a phrase. I mean, I think there's a lot depending on what happens in Iowa. If Ted Cruz wins there, does Donald Trump get second? Does he get third? What's his margin of support there and margin of loss? I think that has a lot to do with what's going to happen in New Hampshire, and particularly where do independent voters go?
So the strategy is just going to push off a fight with Trump until the field is narrowed down, a couple of months down, just survive until then.
Right. I mean, look, you have one threat ahead of you, which is the fact that particularly if you're one of these so-called establishment lane Republicans, if you're Chris Christie, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, John Kasich, the problem right now is that collectively, they're pretty strong. It would be a pretty strong candidate, but they're splitting the pie so many different ways. Mm-hmm. So if they can get one person to fall or two people to fall, and they're the ones left standing in that scramble, then they could be sitting pretty. That's their most immediate concern right now. They'll have to deal with Trump later.
But, you know, that is a strategy that could backfire. I mean, if Trump gets stronger, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the whole risk of this is that while they're fighting amongst themselves for second and third and fourth, and Donald Trump is aiming his fire at, say, the Clintons, and he keeps winning, if his margin of victory is so big, then it's insurmountable. I mean, look, all you have to do is look at Mitt Romney last time, and yes, he lost Iowa and he lost South Carolina, but he was such a strong front runner that even though technically Rick Santorum was in second place, he was an afterthought. By playing for second, you're hoping that you're still in the game by the time we get to this mano a mano contest with Donald Trump and that they aren't an afterthought.
Are there Republican candidates for whom, you know, the second place finish in New Hampshire is just critical to go on?
Oh, absolutely. There are so many candidates who have a lot riding on New Hampshire. I mean, look, Rubio, Christie, Kasich, Bush, you know, they have to do very well. Rand Paul has to do really well as well. You know, there are so many candidates who don't have an obvious place where they get an early victory. And after New Hampshire, this race becomes national pretty quickly, and they need to ramp up pretty quickly. Super Tuesday comes 3 weeks after New Hampshire, and without an early win, it's hard to see how they have the money or the momentum to compete at that kind of level.
Excellent. James Pendle, thanks so much.
Thank you.
James Pendle covers the New Hampshire primary for the Boston Globe.